This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. At Olivia Chow's first city council meeting as the new mayor, she has put forward an agenda item to declare gender-based and intimate partner violence as an epidemic in the city. The goal of passing this motion is for the city to urge provincial and federal governments to rightfully declare intimate partner and gender-based violence as an epidemic. They are also advocating for the term femicide to be added into the Criminal Code of Canada.
Every 48 hours, a woman died because of intimate partner violence. Every 48 hours, imagine, that is just about the duration of our council meeting. That's 58% were killed in urban centers like Toronto. And here in Toronto, during the pandemic, the percentage and the numbers of people that passed, that died because, or murdered because of intimate partner violence rose.
If accepted, Toronto will be part of the 30 municipalities and regions in Canada which have declared this as an epidemic. They would be joining the city of Ottawa, the region of Peel, and the Renfrew County in this edict. In a report from the Ontario Association of Interval and Transition Houses, they found that in 2021 to 2022, there were 52 murders of women called femicide within the province. The Canadian Femicide Observatory for Justice and Accountability describes femicide as the killing of all women and girls, primarily by, but not exclusively, men. From 2018 to 2022, CFOJA found that 850 women across Canada were killed from gender-based discrimination. This adds up to at least one woman murdered every 48 hours. The impact of intimate partner violence has already been acknowledged by the city prior. In 2021, through Toronto Public Health, the Intimate Partner Action Plan, which was done to address intimate partner violence. Councillor Francis spoke at the Toronto Council meeting, opening up about her experience with intimate partner violence.
When you go through the violence in a marriage, it's very difficult. And I can tell you, years ago, it was very difficult to talk about it because you felt ashamed and you felt that it was your fault, that, you know, this is why it's happening. And you wouldn't dare tell your family because you would be blamed for it, you know. So you didn't talk about it, but you lived it every day. Now there are services for women. And, you know, at the police services, we recognize that it is a serious social problem. So women are coming forward now. They're not ashamed. They're talking about it. They can speak about it to their family. And, you know, you don't have to hide the secret when you have to live through that.
The agenda item is currently amended. To be claimed as an epidemic, it will need to go through at the next city council meeting.